To NURFM 103.7. One thing that can be very confusing from time to time is, as a consumer, what rights we do have. And this has been brought to the fore again by discussion of the new iPhone that'll be coming out very shortly and its, shall we say, durability or perceived lack thereof. To talk to us a little bit about that this morning, the Assistant Professor Jeanie Marie Patterson from the University of Melbourne. And good morning, Jeanie. Look, I think we better start right at the start. What rights do we have generally as consumers when it comes to products breaking down?
Well, actually, we have quite a lot of rights under the Australian Consumer Law. The problem is that most consumers aren't aware of those rights.
That's a pretty fair call. I think most of us have got no clue. I think we just consider that, you know, whatever the manufacturers tell us when we buy the product is what is the case. But sometimes they're not the same, are they?
They're not the same at all. Recent decisions from the Federal Court have affirmed that manufacturers and retailers are under no obligation to tell consumers about their rights under the Australian Consumer Law. But those rights are fairly extensive, and they provide consumers with remedies for goods that are lemons or otherwise break down within a reasonable period of time from purchase. And those statutory rights go way beyond what is provided in a manufacturer's warranty or even in those extended warranties that consumers are sometimes asked to purchase when they buy electrical goods.
So this is a very interesting point you raise there, Jeanie. So in most cases, what we're already covered for legally goes beyond even an extended warranty that we are potentially forking hundreds of dollars out for.
What you fork hundreds of dollars out for in extended warranties is sometimes described as peace of mind, in the sense that the consumer can walk in and make a claim under that warranty. But that's really all they're paying for, is the right to walk in and make the claim without argument. Because in fact, under the statutory law, the Australian Consumer Law, they have extensive rights of repair that will usually go beyond that extended warranty.
So if we're already getting most, if not all, of those benefits, why are we not aware, most of us anyway, that really we're paying for something that we've already got?
Because unfortunately, consumers don't understand their rights under the statute. The ACCC is doing a lot of educational work now. I know that in schools, students are starting to learn about these rights. But generally, consumers aren't aware of the rights. And as I said, manufacturers, retailers are under no obligation to tell them. There's a little bit of writing in the actual written document that tells consumers about their rights under the Australian Consumer Law, but it's a small piece of writing, and generally consumers aren't scrutinising that carefully because they're focused on the purchase of the product.
Oh, we are, because we love that feel-good thing, don't we? I'm buying a new TV or I'm buying a new phone or whatever. It's all very exciting. Jeanie, do you think it is a case of we need to just do our homework a little bit more carefully, or do you think it might be a situation where, I'm kind of likening it to nutritional information on products, where down the road that will be something that's just part and parcel of it?
Well, certainly I think that's a lovely analogy, because nutritional information is something we expect to see forefront. We're increasingly expecting to see highlighted for us forefront when we're buying goods. And you could say that we need health warnings with electrical products, in the sense that they say, you know, this product, if it breaks down, you do have some rights to get it fixed without paying extra.
And if we are interested in finding a little bit more information about our rights, Jeanie, where would you be pointing consumers this morning?
Well, consumers can type in on their browser. They can type in ACCC, ACCC, and consumer rights, and they have extensive information there about consumers' rights under the law. The thing I would say, though, is sometimes staff in retailers' shops, don't know the rights under the law either, and sometimes consumers need to be a little, stand their ground, I guess, in asserting their rights. And my tip to consumers would be, look on that website, find out your rights. If the product doesn't work, if it's not of acceptable quality, you have a right to ask the retailer to repair that product or replace that product. And if the retailer doesn't want to do it, don't argue with the floor staff. Ask to speak to a manager or ask for a contact detail for a manager. Go to the top. Don't waste time arguing with floor staff who themselves may not understand their rights under the law.
Some great advice, Jeanie. There's one final question I have to ask you this morning. You did use that well-worn term, lemon. Do you know where we came up with that term to describe a dodgy product?
No, I don't actually.
Oh, that was what I was hoping for most of all.
I think it comes from, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth.
It does. Jeanie, I think I'll take that. Thank you very much for your time with us this morning.
Lovely to talk to you.
From the University of Melbourne, Associate Professor Jeanie Marie Patterson talking about your rights when it comes to dodgy products this morning at 2NURFM 103.7.